Hi, this is Scott Kersner, Innovation Economy columnist for the Boston Globe. I had a chance to talk recently with Matt Lozon, who's co-founder and CEO of Paragon Lake, an early-stage e-commerce company that just got $5.8 million in Series A venture capital funding.
So tell me a little bit about what you and the team got out of participating in the summer program at Highland Capital in 2007.
You know, for us, we had just graduated from college. You know, I think we had a business plan in hand. We had a lot of excitement about our idea, a lot of excitement about the opportunity. But, you know, there were a lot of questions about thinking through the scalability of the model and thinking about how to build a team. The Highland program, in many ways, helped us address those two things in a variety of different ways. On the team side, you know, being able to work with Highland's internal recruiter, Craig Driscoll, as well as being exposed to the various speakers that they brought in week after week, was extremely helpful. We had access to a lot of world-class people. We're able to ask them candid questions and get candid answers, and that was always helpful. As far as refining the business model, you know, from building a financial model through thinking through the go-to-market strategy, being able to work with Bob Davis, Matt Nichols on his team, was always helpful, and then connecting with people in the field when necessary. So I think at the end of the day, it boiled down to just always being surrounded by really high caliber business people and, you know, being able to access that network when needed.
And the way the Highland deal works is they give you a stipend. They pay you a little bit for the summer, but they don't take any equity in your company, right? Or they don't require that you, you know, give them the first crack at the deal or anything like that?
That's correct. Last year when we joined the program, there was actually no stipulation whatsoever. It was purely no strings attached. I think this year the program changed a bit in that Highland is asking if they get to participate up to 50% in any round that happens.
Now, one of the things I think when you finished the summer program and you were kind of building the company last fall and into 2008, it seems like you were clear that we need a strong chief technology officer for the company. How did you wind up finding your CTO? You didn't sort of hire a recruiting firm. You didn't put an ad in the Globe or on Monster.com, right?
No, we were on a tight budget, and we thought to find the right kind of person who'd be a culture fit with our team, we'd have to go with some sort of grassroots effort. What I wound up doing was going through a list of companies in the area, trying to see if anybody was winding down, trying to see if there were anybody, you know, any moving and shaking that was going around. I actually wound up via LinkedIn, whether it was, you know, putting a post on there or blindly reaching out to people, I interviewed almost, I believe, 25 people. And the guy that we wound up hiring was, the 23rd person that I interviewed for the position. And the way that Morale and I connected is pretty funny. He was at a company that had just recently, you know, wound down. And, you know, I'd seen that they had somewhere around 20 or 25 people in the engineering department. They're out actively looking for jobs. So I sort of systematically drew up a list of those folks using LinkedIn and sent him a blind message. And I think the message said something that had the nature of, you know, we think we've got a great opportunity here to change an industry. Sounds like you could be a good fit. Would you be interested in talking? And, you know, he came in, we chatted for a couple of hours. He met the other members of the team, and we got really excited.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about before I let you go here is, you know, so it seems clear that Highland was interested in, you know, in funding you guys and you know, kind of was there in the background as you were out trying to raise your Series A round earlier this year. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the challenge of finding who else is going to be part of this round and you know, how you eventually found the other firm that participated in the Series A?
I think it's really important to think through what is it that you're looking for in a partner. I think there are a ton of venture firms out there on either coast that have different backgrounds looking, you know, for different types of opportunities. And for us, you know, we wanted to have a great firm, but we also really wanted to have a high quality partner. You know, we're looking for somebody with a consumer internet background, preferably some e-commerce, somebody who really understands, you know, a brand online. And, you know, when we wound up finding Dan Ciporin over at Canaan Ventures, it was a great fit. You know, that along with the fact that we have always felt that we could build a great company here in Boston from the time that we began building it. And when we had the opportunity to work with an investor here on the East Coast and keep the company here, that was something we were really excited about.
thanks for the time. It was fun chatting with you.
Thanks, Scott.